Hey, Sky, how you doing?
Hello. It's such a tremendous thrill to have with us today the man the Guinness Book of World Records, no less, has named the most successful composer and recordingist artist of all time, Mr. Paul McCartney. Paul, it's so great to have you here at 88.5 KCSN. Welcome.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah. I hope you're going to be able to hear me okay. I'm on the motorway driving in a car, so I hope the signal will hold.
Well, we'll make sure that it does. And let me just say that, you know, it's been an incredible few weeks for you. I know you won in every category you were nominated in this year's Grammys. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
And, you know, obviously the entire world celebrated the music that you have created throughout the last 50 years. But I want to focus now on New. Simple and straightforward in its title. It's an album that really does stand about amongst your best of all time.
Thanks, man.
That's a sincere statement, because I, like so many, when listening to it, just went, this is a great album. This is a great album. And here at the radio station, we certainly have wanted to share that enthusiasm. In making this album, you did do something a little different. You selected four collaborators that assisted you in the production. You had Paul Epworth, Mark Ronson, Ethan Johns, and Giles Martin. How did that process come together, and what was that like for you in working in that fashion?
Well, you know, I didn't know how I was going to go about making the new album. I just had a bunch of songs. And so I thought, okay, who am I going to be good with? And I had a few names, obviously Giles being George's son. You know, I had my eye on him. I've been working with him. I didn't know Paul or Ethan. I knew Mark a little. But so what I thought to do was, well, why don't I just go and kind of meet up with the guys and play around and, you know, pull one of the songs out of the bag and just see what we can do, see how I get on with them and see if the juices were flowing, kind of thing. So I started off with Paul and just did a session with him that was really kind of exciting, and he had some ideas. So we ended up just kind of making up a new song together, and that became the opening track of the new album, which is called Save Us. So I knew I liked working with him. Then I had arranged a meeting with Ethan, Glyn John's son, Ethan Johns, and I kind of knew that he was a little bit kind of acoustic orientated. So I had one of the songs off the album called Hosanna that I thought, you know what, this would be the one to try. So I just played it for him, and he said, yeah, okay, well, great, you know. So we were in Abbey Road, actually.
Mm.
So, yeah, I just went down into the studio, just sang it for him. I said, okay, now are we going to kind of fix it up? He said, no. He said, that's fine. I said, get out of here. So, you know, that was another way of working completely. So I knew I liked that. So now, instead of choosing between all these guys, I already knew I liked two of them, and then I knew I was going to like working with Giles. So then I tried the same process with Mark, and we just had a lot of fun, and we just started working on a little song that I'd written. Actually, one song that didn't make the album on our first session, but I enjoyed the way he worked so much. So in the end, you know, he did New with me, the title track. And so I suddenly had four guys, and it was like, well, okay, I'm not going to choose between them. I'm just going to see how we get on. I'm going to work with all of them and hope that there's something that ties it all together. And in the end, I think what tied it together was like me singing them. And then at the mixing stage, we had this guy, Mark Stend, nicknamed Spike, who pulled it all together and made it kind of feel like one album all coming from the same place, you know. So it was just a great, exciting time. And I'm so glad you like it, because I've been hearing off a few people that you guys have been playing, you know, playing the heck out of it. So it's all worked out great.
Don't look at me, it's way too soon to see what's gonna be. Don't look at me. All my life I never knew what I could be, what I could do, then we were new.
Everybody, I'm sure, that was involved on the production side had a love for and a commitment to the music. And certainly Ethan Johns has been here and talked about the experience and talked about how he knew he wanted to give the truest version of a Paul McCartney song to you that he could, and that he was going to reach down as deep as he could in doing it. Another thing came across me, while we talk about collaborators, In the course of all of these celebrations of the Beatles' 50th, first the Grammys and then the Grammy salute to the Beatles, the band you've been working with for, I think now almost, is it 10 to 12 years? Brian Ray, Rusty Anderson.
It was 10 last year, yeah.
It's Brian Ray, Rusty Anderson, Wix Wickens, and Abe Laboriel Jr. When you guys played together, I've seen you many times, but when you played on the salute to the Beatles, the Grammy salute to the Beatles, the band and you elevated the level of performance so profoundly that I went, that is an incredible band. It must be a joyous experience for you to have found a band that you just can put so much trust in, and you're still continuing to reach new heights with. How is it working with that band?
Well, you know, yeah, I think you've put your finger on it. It's we've been working together a long time, and a couple of years ago, I kind of looked at it and I said, you know what, guys? I mean, we're a band. We're a real band. I think up until then, we've just been thinking, yeah, you know, we're getting together. We're playing some songs, everything. It's all cool. But as I say, you know, we just said, no, you know, we're a band now. And that elevated our performance. I think when we realized that, we sort of felt so much better about what we were doing. And as you say, I trust the guys. I trust them. You know, they know what I'm going to do. I know what they're going to do. We surprise each other. And even if it's like, oh, I didn't know you were going to do that, we can all follow it. And that's a great thing with a band. That to me is what's great about a good band, you know. So, yeah, you're right. Thanks for saying that about the show, because I know the guys will be very pleased to hear that. But we get on so well, you know, and all of us just come to play music. There's no other thing on the agenda. We just love playing together. We love doing the material. We love giving it a little bit of a new spin, but it's basically the old arrangements. And we're all happy to do that. You know, I might have found a band that would say, oh, come on, man, let's shake it up and let's really change things. But, you know, we talk about this kind of thing, and I say, well, look, I mean, if these arrangements were good enough for the Beatle records, why are we going to change them? You know, why are we going to find that was better than what the Beatles did, you know? So, and I say, we should just do them pretty straight. We goof them around a little bit, but it's pretty much straight thing. And I also think the audience appreciates that. You know, they come. And if you're going to do, I don't know, like And I Love Her or something, they're going to want to hear pretty much the way we did it with the Beatles. So we stick to it. We don't try and get too fancy. We just try and play them good. We try and put a lot of spirit in it. And that's how it comes together, you know.
I give her all my love. That
that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her.
You mentioned something, you know, that ties back to when you first started to reissue some of the digital remasters of the Beatles records. There was a comment attributed to you that you talked about how when you were doing the mono recordings, you said that a lot of people of a certain age, there was in their mind, they heard those songs the way they heard them back in the day on AM radio, and that's how mentally they responded to them. So I imagine there's a part of that inside of you, and again, you're the only one who really knows how evocative those songs were in those forms. So I guess that also transcends sometimes to the recording process too. You know how those songs are supposed to sound in the hearts and minds of yourself and the fans of your music, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's, you know, I get so many people say, hey man, listen, you've been the soundtrack to my life. And if you take that expression seriously, then it's like, well, why screw that up? You know, like I could screw that up easily, believe me. She loves you, yeah. It's easily done, you know, but I don't think it's a great idea.
The idea of what you've just said and the feeling that I had, as so many people had, in watching both, you know, the recognition for your most recent work, you know, and showing everyone how vital a performer you are, and I'm hoping that will be for years to come. And yes, looking back at the enormous, you know, 50-year span and everything that went into it, how has it, can it even settle in your own mind, or is it something you say, no, I'm not going to really try to, you know, encapsulate that because you're still here and making vital music and moving forward. But there's a part of it that you have to stop and, I guess, take stock in everything that went down and all the celebrations, yes?
Well, you know, man, I mean, the thing is, you know, when I look back on it, there's so many beautiful memories. You know, just memories of being with the guys in the Beatles, being with Wings, being with a new band. So many memories of the recording sessions. So much stuff there that when I play the music, kind of brings it all back, you know, and I get to sort of review all of these songs that we've done. And sort of, you know, it is quite amazing sometimes. I'm kind of almost looking at them like a fan. And it's almost like it's not me that wrote them. You know, and it's a good feeling, really. Because I'm able to just sort of go, yeah, you know, this is a pretty cool song. Whoever wrote this was pretty good. And I've got to just kick myself and say, it was you, man. You know, but it is very beautiful. I mean, it's a lovely thing, you know. And you know, so I just enjoy appreciating the stuff at the same time as the audience does. Well, you know, and that's what makes it such a joy, you know, going and doing concerts. Because you're seeing it through your own eyes, but at the same time, you're seeing it through their eyes. And it's like, you know, this isn't bad.
Once there was a way get back homeward, once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry, and I will sing a lullaby.
You're in Los Angeles, obviously, because, you know, a couple of your mates turned you on to 88.5 KCSN. What brings you to L.A.? Is there anything going on that I need to know about or that you want to share with me? You know,
I'm always digging
in.
I'll tell you what. I had a couple of things. I mean, we like coming to L.A. anyway. You know, it's been raining a lot in England, so very nice to get here, get it. But mind you, when we came here, it was raining. But anyway, so we come, we're just enjoying the weather, but I also had a couple of things I was here for. I'm getting involved in an animation feature film.
Okay.
And I'm doing the music with that, of that. So I'm actually standing outside the place right now. I'm due to go in and talk to the guys. That's something that we're working on. So, you know, I'm getting together with the animators, with the director, and with all the people involved. And we're kind of brainstorming some ideas. So that's very exciting. You know, that's not like working. That's like goofing around with a bunch of kids. You know, it's just very inspiring. So I started work on that, and that is nice stuff. And then I shot a video yesterday for the song Early Days, which is on the album.
Beautiful, beautiful record. Beautiful
and,
song.
You know, I'm interested to see how that turns out. But we had a great, great afternoon. We actually ended up, one of the scenes in the video is to do with sort of blues players. So we ended up in a room downtown L.A. with a couple of guys, one guy from Mississippi, another guy originally from Texas. And we're just wailing. We were just, you know, doing all the old songs, and they're just, you know, they're real blues guys. So they're, well, baby, man, why not the hell, you know, it's like, well, hey, you know, give me some more of that. So I had a great afternoon, and I say this is for that new video. And I've been doing a couple of other things, seeing a couple of people and doing a little bit of songwriting and at the same time, then, you know, going out to dinner with friends and having really enjoying L.A.
Well, it means so much to us that you would take the time to call and that friends would share the news of our radio station with you, because we are here to celebrate music, and certainly you are a man who has provided us and the world, you know, such great cause for celebration that it means a lot. And I can't thank you enough for taking a few moments out and speaking with us. I would ask that you tell my old friend that I used to work with, Jeff Jones, that I say hello. I haven't seen him in a while, and give him my best regards.
I will do, yeah.
And then I'll go see Richard next week and say hello to him and tell him thank you, because I know he has spoken to you recently on our behalf. And it means so much to us, and you can count on KCSN, Paul, to celebrate every bit of music you make and to celebrate this new album, New, because it is, as I say, one of your finest, and we thank you for continuing to create music that we love, and yes, it becomes the soundtrack to all of our lives. It's an honor to have this conversation with you today.
Hey, listen, man, it's my pleasure. I send my love to all the listeners. I thank you very much and all the guys in the station for playing the record. It's really nice that you do that.
Thank you, Paul, once again. It's Paul McCartney on 88.5 KCSN.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Bye, Paul.
They can't take it from me if they try. I lived through those early days. So many times I had to change the pain to laughter just to keep from getting crazy. Dressed in black from head to toe, two guitars across our backs, we would walk the city road, seeking someone who would listen to the music that we were writing down at home. But they can't take it from me if they try. Just slick back with Vaseline, like the pictures on the wall of the local record shop. Hearing noises we were destined to remember, will the thrill to never stop. Come to you when you look for them, and your inspiration, long may it last, may it come to you time and time again. Seems to have their own opinion, who did this and who did that, but as for me, I don't see how they can remember when they weren't where it was at. And they can't take it from me if they try. Keep on getting crazy. I live.